Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a wonderful episode today of the Chris Miles Money Show. As a reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. There's a great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that shows how my average client who's found about $34,000 a year found that cash flow, including my own situation. So check it out. It's for free on there. Go to MoneyRipples.com. Hey, I want to welcome you guys out because this show is about you, for you, a show that is ultimately about how to help you guys prosper today, how to create cash flow, even passive income, right? But really curating that cash flow and prosperity right now to become wealthy, not just rich, to get past the status quo, to not buy into the same old mainstream, you know, save everything, save for the long haul, and invest in crappy mutual funds that don't work anyways and have never worked over the long haul. So we're here to give you a different different opportunity, you know, something that's a different alternative to that. And so I appreciate you guys being on here because I really want this show to be about you and to help really get you to that place, to help you create goals. And I'll tell you, I've been more fired up and more passionate lately about really reaching more of you than I ever have. And I appreciate so many of you. I mean, every week I'm seeing more and more of you guys downloading these episodes and listening in. And I love it. And I appreciate that those of you that you guys are consuming and eating this up and even that you're sharing it, because this episode today is really why we need masterminds. Why do we need to connect? And that's not just a nice thing. This is a need. And I've noticed this lately, and this is actually something, this is a show I've been spending months refining in my own mind to figure out what to do and even experimenting in my own life before I want to share this with you. Because, you know, lately, I mean, we have this beautiful world that allows us to connect with people in so all over the world, really. Like, we can connect with people worldwide like we've never been able to do before. We're able to consume information. I mean, think about what you're able to do right now. I mean, there's still people out there that don't even know what a podcast is. You might be that person trying this out for the first time right now. But there's people that really don't know what even a podcast is. They're just now starting to understand a little bit of what's available. And that's such a miraculous world that we live in. There's so much available to us now than that we've never had before, and we can get it at greater speeds than ever before. But like everything, there's also consequences. There's also things missing, and as a result, we swing the pendulum too far, right? It's kind of like, you know, you maybe get bombarded with emails. I know it's not for me because I keep thinking, man, I got to email you guys more, you know? And it's funny when some people say like, oh man, you sent a lot of emails. Like, really? I sent two last month, you know? But you get a lot of emails in your inbox. That's probably the case, right? And all of a sudden, when you get something in the mailbox, it's kind of exciting again, isn't it? I mean, I remember as a kid, it was exciting to get things in the mailbox. And then after a while, like, we got tired of all the junk mail. But now it's like, you know, now all you get is junk mail. If you get anything that's even different than that, you think, oh my goodness, I got something that's real, right? And so now, like, you know, people are starting to do mailers. Mailers are starting to get some traction for people's businesses lately. And I've noticed something as well, is that because of this online community that we've created, because you have the ability to consume things through your phone even, right, or through your computer, the problem is that we haven't been able to connect with others. And I've noticed this even in my own neighborhood, right? Now, granted, we get snowed in a few months out of the year, so most people never want to leave their house unless it's in a warm car, right? But I've noticed that even like kids, the next rising generation, don't even know how to connect with each other. If you have kids, you've probably noticed this too, right? Like, they just do not have the social skills that we grew up with in my generation, of Generation X, and even before that. You know, there isn't the thing like, you know, where you just go and knock on somebody's door. Like, people get suspicious if you just randomly show up or without texting first, right? You know, we actually almost get ticked off at people if they show up unannounced, you know. Before, that was a treat. And I really do feel that there's going to be a certain part of that, of us going back to something like this, where we're going to start to welcome that. And I've noticed as I've been a part of a different mastermind groups lately, it's interesting because, like, when I looked at what would allow me to create greater impact in your lives, right? And what would allow me to spread my message bigger, because there's no doubt that we need this message to allow people to know that you can actually be financially free in 5, 10, 15 years, tops maybe, right? There's that, you have that ability to do that. No more of this saving for 40 years and then not be able to retire. That the fact that you can have that freedom and be able to liberate yourself right now, not 40 years from now, but you can be liberated right now. And as a result, you can help liberate others and create that ripple effect throughout your life, through your family, through your community, and throughout the country and across the world. That is the kind of freedom I want to create for you guys. And so I realized, like, what can I do to do that? And the inspiration came to say, you know what? It's not going to be the usual means. Like, it's not going to be just the podcast. It's not going to be just going out speaking, you know, even though I'm trying to do less speaking now, right? But what it is that there's this need for us to connect, to mastermind together. And I started to notice this when I had people come over my house, even, when I do my events, I do events for my clients and sometimes for people that aren't clients and maybe are possibly a good fit to do that. I'll have people come to my house, you know, my clients and so forth, and we'll actually teach stuff. And it used to be, I would have people come to a hotel, a stuffy hotel, right? They would go there. We would, I would teach them for 3 days straight. I would be the guru, maybe bring in a couple guest speakers, and then that's that. And you hope that people will go away with all the information in their head. But lately, I've noticed a difference in me and a difference in others. And I've realized that you don't have to do that. I don't have to be the guru up on stage the whole time. In fact, just the last time when I had people come, you know, when I did my wealth empowerment intensive at my house with my clients, one of my clients at the end was sharing, you know, people are sharing their takeaways. He shared at the end, he said, you know, Chris, no offense to you, but some of the best things I got out of this, the actual event here, was being able to talk to other clients that are in my own situation, like my own situation right now. He's like, Chris, you're great, but I see you at a kind of a different level of understanding right now. He's like, for me, it was great to associate with people that were what felt like people I could connect with I can understand and they understand me. And I was able to glean a lot of stuff. And he's like, I realized I got to get off my butt. I got to get moving. I need to start doing some investing. And the funny thing is I've been telling him that for months, you know, but that was the thing that he needed. It wasn't just about me being up on stage. And I've started to work more even though I still do teaching and things like that, I'm working more as a facilitator to allow this kind of interaction to happen. I actually used to be a break Nazi. Yeah, what I mean by that is, you know, when they say, okay, time for your bathroom break or whatever, I'd say, all right, 12 minutes, no more, 10 minutes. You know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, we're short on time, 7 minutes, and you're back here. And I'd play the music and start right then, you know? And I don't mind doing that. But I've recognized as I've gone to other events and other mastermind groups that I personally get sometimes the best connections, some of the best opportunities, and things that actually have increased my bottom line too. Not from the information up on stage. It's ironically been talking to other people. And it's not like just like randomly talking. I mean, we still have structure and things like that. But I've now been a part of 3 mastermind groups. You know, I'm part of a dental mastermind group where I'm an advisor for that group. And I've noticed the same thing. The guy that runs the event, David Phelps, he's been on my show before. You know, when he does that event, he's not teaching a ton. He might, over the course of, you know, 3 days or 4 days, he might teach for, you know, 3 to 4 hours max, right? Like, he might get an hour a day, you know, and that's about it. He usually kicks it off or something, maybe wraps it up. But for the most part, he's got even his own clients, his own members up there on stage teaching concepts, or some of us trusted advisors teaching stuff. And then their break times, it could be like 15 to 30 minutes long, which blew my mind. I was like, wait, he's doing less content. And I'd already picked up on this myself. I'd realized when I did my events that the more I taught, the more content I try to cram in, the less people retained. And so I've actually spent the last several years, I don't know what the right word for this is, but you know, not dumbing it down necessarily, but more hyper-focusing on certain topics, but not trying to teach everything. And so really trying to hone in on some of those key areas I feel that they need. For example, whenever I teach my own events, I spend a lot of time focusing on the scarcity and abundance mentality, you know, which I would think these are basic things because I've been in this world now talking about scarcity and abundance for 13 plus years. But it always blows my mind that my clients who some make amazing amounts of money still will say, wait, hold on. Don't speed up on this, Chris. Like I need, you know, slow down on this. Help me understand this concept. And so what I plan to take 1 hour max to do sometimes takes the entire morning to talk about those kind of concepts. And it's perfect, you know, and that's great. And so I'm just telling you, like, I really feel that some of the trends that we're going to move towards are going to be more towards masterminds. Just so you know, just in the last week, just in the last week or so for me, I've actually joined 2 mastermind groups investing over $40,000, you know, a year into these mastermind groups. That's not including, I mean, really, if you look at the total of what I'm putting into mastermind groups, it's nearly $100,000 a year. And I got invited to 1 mastermind group, which I was flattered to be a part of. It was hard to turn that one down because you got people like Brendan Burchard in that mastermind group. You got Rachel Hollis, the girl wash your face person. We've got Dean Graziosi and a bunch of great powerhouse people. And they said, hey, Chris, we don't have any financial people, and we were looking for a person that's in the financial world, but it's also a go-giver, somebody who's willing to give value. And so we thought of you. And I was like, awesome, let's do it. And I was like, wait, how big is this mastermind group? Is this like 500 people or is this just an online community? Nope, it's about 75 people or so. I'm like, sweet, all right, I'm a part of it. And then I vowed not to join any more masterminds. And then last week I went to an investor group called Collective Genius that usually are really big time real estate investors, you know, and that's kind of more the focus of that group. And I love that community, not just because of the cool things you can learn. And I've got some great guests coming because of that. So you guys get to be kind of partakers in that mastermind because of those connections I've made. But what's cool about it is that I walked away wanting to be a better man, wanting to be a better husband, a better father, you know, wanting to up-level my game in my personal life, not just my professional life. Sure, I'll get professional benefits that will more than justify the costs, right, or the investment of those masterminds. But between the connections and the conversations that I had, I walked away feeling like a different person. I felt more powerful. I felt, you know, definitely not even just a high. It was a high that actually stuck with me. It wasn't just fleeting motivation. It was inspiration. And inspiration doesn't leave very easily, especially if you start to act on it. So I came right away and I wanted to start, you know, doing things with my family and start creating a better legacy and something to pass on, you know, not just to, you know, make great money or whatever and have a great living and lifestyle. It's about what can I do to spread it on. And so that not only was for my kids, but also I thought of you guys. Like I couldn't stop thinking about what I could share with you on the show. And in fact, I came up probably about 6-7 more episode ideas just from being at that event. And I'll tell you, some of the best inspiration I get, some of the best topics that I've shared with you guys on the show that you guys have picked as being your favorites have often come from going to these events and saying, ooh, that's a good question. I need to share that. Or from having conversations with some of you guys personally, whether it be on the phone or, you know, if it's face-to-face or whatever, those questions, if they come up enough, it's like, hey, I need to do a show on that because people are wanting this. And so I'm telling you right now that need for connection, that need to be face-to-face with people is very real. And if you find yourself feeling disconnected, you know, maybe you just start something in your start in your neighborhood. It might just be connect with your neighbors, inviting them over to dinner. Something simple like that, just to try it out. It doesn't have to be something. You don't have to join a, you know, like a $25,000, $30,000 mastermind group. You don't have to do that. You know, if that's great, perfect. If that's great for you, wonderful. But I'm just saying that sometimes that connection is just very small. It could be inviting somebody out to lunch, you know, or dinner or brunch or breakfast or whatever it might be. Connecting with these people. Because I'll tell you, for me personally, that has been the biggest ROI in my life, not just financially, but from a personal standpoint. You know, look at that need to connect with your spouse. I mean, good grief. Like, have you guys noticed that maybe you've drifted apart because of your smartphones or your iPhones? You know, is there something where you could connect better? Are you doing like weekly date nights, for example? Are you prioritizing that time to be together and to be unplugged, you know, to actually be in each other's space? and not have to be, you know, stimulated all the time, right? By all the media and all those things that are going on around you. Like, we all need this. And I'm telling you that even though you're connecting with yourself, most importantly, I would say, connect with you. Do you have quiet time for yourself? Have you taken time away to think, hey, what can I do for me? You know, have I meditated? Have I just let my mind wander? I love at my house, I can just stare out my window and just look at this huge view of the valley out here in Utah. And I love it. That's one of the biggest reasons why we got this home, is because it was a killer view. I mean, there's very few homes that have the view that we have. It doesn't even feel like, for a lot of people that even have a view in Utah, it feels like a different part of Utah because of it. And that's why we love it. And so a lot of times, even when I'm having a kind of a busy day, which, by the way, for me, a busy day is when I work about 5 hours. So, you know, especially if I have that. I remember yesterday I had to take some time out, and I just sat, you know, had a quick little snack, and I just sat there at a table and stared out the window. No phone, nothing. Just stared out the window, let my eyes wander and gaze. Especially if you look at a computer screen like I do sometimes, it's tough. You want to do that. So I love the online community. I love that we have that space, but there is something to be said about connecting with yourself and connecting with other people. It allows for much greater things to develop in your life. And so, you know, I mentioned before, like, you know, I have like my Wealth Empowerment Intensive, and I've kept that pretty restricted the last few years. I've kept that restricted to just my clients. I'm actually going to open this up right now. If, you know, for just about 4 or 5 people, you know, I've already got over a dozen people coming to this event. So it's in my house. So it's not like I'm going to invite a ton of people. This is not where I pack rooms. This is a small, intimate group that I really don't want to exceed beyond 20, because even though my house could fit it, I just know that when it gets beyond 20, like, it feels less personal. I don't know if you guys have noticed that too, but I like that personal connection, that ability to have that intimate connection, you know, that kind of thing. And so for those of you that really want to have that ability to do so, if you felt like, if you've been listening to this show, and this is who it's right for, I don't want anybody just reaching out. First off, there's not going to be any website. There is no website that I'm offering here for you to go to a link and find out about the event, because honestly, I don't want you to sign up online. I want everybody to come through me personally and screen through me, because I want to make sure that you're going to be a great fit for the group, especially to kind of honor the level we have with our clients. Now, it's not like our clients are like super, you know, superheroes or anything like that. They're awesome people. And I know many of you are too. So it's not like that. I'm not saying that we're elitists or anything of that nature. But if you want to even consider coming to this event, you would need to email me, chris@moneyripples.com. And just put on their Wealth and Empowerment Intensive. And say, hey, Chris, I'd like to be considered. Like, maybe this would be a good fit. Now, let me just tell you right now, so there's less of you emailing me, who is a good fit? Those that would be a great fit are those of you that, one, maybe you've got money sitting on the sidelines and you're not sure what to do with it. You might be the person that have bought into the traditional mainstream financial advice, and you're realizing, like, hey, I don't think the stock market is doing so hot lately. I know that there's probably something better, because even with what I've been saving, I feel like my money could be doing something more. If you've been saying that to yourself lately, saying, I think my money could be doing something better, I mean, maybe you're a person that has rental properties. You're like, am I maximizing what I really have right now? Am I maximizing the investments I currently have? Maybe, like you said, you've never done any investments and you're brand new. By the way, I love you. I would prioritize you if you're saying, hey, we got money sitting on the sidelines, but we don't know much about this world and what's available to us outside of the traditional 401k IRA type options. You, I would prioritize, because you I have a huge passion for. for those of you that have already been doing the investing, I love you too, and you're fun to work with. But I love light bulb moments. I love when people get humongous light bulbs. So you might be a business owner. You might be somebody who's made great money, but you're looking for other streams of income outside of your business. You know, that kind of thing. So those are the kind of people that'd be a great fit. I mean, you're probably going to be making at least $100,000 a year, give or take. At least, usually. You probably want looking for ways to reduce your taxes. We talk about that. I usually invite over some people that do like turnkey real estate investing and can talk about that too. So I bring over a little bit of, you know, sometimes some guests to talk about certain subjects. But this one's 2 days. It's May 10th and 11th. It's a Friday and a Saturday. 2 full days. We actually have some activities. Like, really, there's only about 1 day where there's teaching, like sitting down and teaching and networking a little bit. But the other day is actually more being hands-on. One, we're kind of playing together, but there's a, you know, but there's also a game I call play the abundance game. That's incredible, way better than the cash flow game by Kiyosaki. By the way, the games cost $300 a piece, so they're expensive, but amazing. It teaches you things that allows you to take it and implement it, because you got to have that hands-on experience, and you can't just do that sitting in a boring seminar, can you? So anyways, if you, that's something you're interested in, reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com. But guys, I love to connect, and I know all of us need that needed for connection and that masterminding that allows us to elevate our lives and prosper together. So I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.